This is Ozarks at Large with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios. Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF Shades of Jazz, founder of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, and all sorts of other jazz-related titles.
Jazz curator at the Walton Arts Center.
Yeah.
Right.
And more.
That's enough.
That's enough. Okay.
But it's Jazz Appreciation Month,
That's
Kyle.
Why you're here. I mean, we'd have you here anyway. But this just...
It's a good excuse.
Before we talk about Jazz Appreciation Month 2017, there was a time when there weren't that many jazz events in this region, right?
Oh, Kyle, there is a scene now. It's amazing. You and I have been here long enough to know that when there was a jazz concert or even a club date, It was like, wow, there's jazz in town.
But now?
Well, now there's two things that I noticed. Now there's a ton of jazz musicians. There's a program at the university that's more fully developed. And there's just in the air generally, and jazz has waxed and waned, obviously, over the decades. But I notice now all of these other events that are musical events, like some at Walton Arts Center, some elsewhere, that might be a classical music group that with a taste of jazz and world. It's like jazz keeps appearing in disparate forms of entertainment as a catchword, which I guess is good. I think maybe
it's a compliment, right? I mean, you wouldn't be associating yourself with an art form that is seen as dead or dying.
Right. No, it's hip.
Yeah.
It's hip. But that, again, we're still left with, if you ask 50 different people what jazz is, you get 50 different answers.
I'm not so sure that's a bad thing either.
You're right.
I mean, it may make it hard to make it a mainstream, easily sellable commodity, but that's never kind of been really the idea behind jazz.
Not since it fell from favor as the popular music, you know, the Benny Goodman big band era and dance and all that. But, you know, you're right. It is what it is. One thing for sure, it's not going away.
There you go. And Jazz Appreciation Month takes it all in. Dixieland, big band, avant-garde, bebop. What do we have happening for Jazz Appreciation Month in Arkansas?
This month is packed. There are two residencies that are happening at the Walton Arts Center, not just jazz concerts, but groups that will be here for 3 days doing workshops at the university. One of these residencies also involves a documentary film. There's the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society has their annual celebration of jazz and spring up at the Botanical Gardens. There's all kinds of club dates. There's all kinds of things going on. It's really packed. And I think it's one of the reasons you and I decided, well, we should maybe do some features on this.
Yeah.
And just for people that don't know, Jazz Appreciation Month, affectionately called JAM, it's really a music festival of sorts. And it's held every April in the United States in honor of jazz, not only as an early American art form, but also as a living, breathing art form. It was created in 2002, curated by the Smithsonian National Museum of American History to herald and celebrate the extraordinary heritage and history of jazz for the entire month of April. So there's events that are related to that throughout the month and ways that you can actually plug into the national scene. If you're interested, just Google Jazz Appreciation Month and there. It's really a remarkable site because it has all of these opportunities for engagement with teachers, students, parents, band directors, fans, musicians. It goes on and on. Just for instance, you click on teachers and they have suggestions what to do. Read your class a jazz poem. Show your students a jazz-related artwork or have them create their own artwork inspired by jazz. Create a lesson or activity of one of the many jazz legends whose birthdays fall in April, which include Duke Ellington, Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday. Ella Fitzgerald's 100th anniversary is this month. So they give you this menu of things that if you want to engage as a teacher or as a student or as a parent or as a musician. So it's kind of cool. Check out the site for Jazz Appreciation Month. And then we'll try to do our part here, Kyle, to let people know what's happening in the area.
Give me a couple of suggestions. What over the next week, what could we do, hear, see?
Well, the first thing that's coming up is that I will mention is the Clinton House Museum right here in Fayetteville is having a jazz open house on Tuesday, April 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And this is co-sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. The Clinton House Museum has a lot of reasons to celebrate jazz in April. Bill Clinton is widely known as a jazz musician who was trapped in a president's body.
Right.
And so naturally, they're thinking that they should honor the legacy during Jazz Appreciation Month. When they called me as the executive director of the Jazz Society to talk about what we might do there, it was just immediately obvious that we need to get Dr. James Greason in there playing guitar. He's a great jazz guitarist. He headed the jazz program at the University of Arkansas for years, and he owned that house and lived
in it. Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, right.
So there's that great connection, too. Yeah. So the people that go for this event will also get to talk to – they'll hear Jim, which is a joy in itself, but they'll get to talk to him about what it was like living in that house.
So it will not be the first time he's played guitar in this house. Maybe the first time that he's invited people to come hear him do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of a special event, and that's taking place, as I said, April 11th, and you can find out about that on their website for the Clinton House Museum. There's discounts, by the way, for Jazz Society members for that event. The Walton Art Center, continuing their Starlight Jazz series, has a really great residency that starts on Friday, April 14th. There's a really extraordinary young jazz pianist named Justin Coughlin. He was the subject of a documentary film called Keep On Keepin' On. And this film was spawned by the desire of some of Clark Terry's disciples. Clark Terry was the iconic jazz trumpeter and educator who played with every major big band. He was the musical director for The Tonight Show for years.
Oh, that's right.
And he has, and a big part of his mission, besides being really up there with, I mean, Dizzy Gillespie. He was Dizzy Gillespie's mentor, so just to put it in perspective. Clark, in his later years...
Clark Terry was Dizzy Gillespie's mentor?
Yes. Yeah, Dizzy looked up to
Clark. Wow, okay. All right, I did not know that. That's high praise. Go ahead.
So
during his time at...
In his later years, Clark retired at Pine Bluff, Arkansas. His health was failing. He had diabetes. He was going blind. And yet he continued relentlessly... educating and not performing so much, but one of his former students was a young blind pianist named Justin Coughlin, a brilliant young artist. And Justin and Clark became the subject of this documentary film that talks about their relationship. And it was a very unique thing that they were brought together because a friend of Clark's thought, you know, Clark is going through this becoming blind and it would be great for him to meet Justin, who lost his eyesight when he was 11. And when they were brought together, the two of them just clicked, and they just had this deep, deep relationship that was musical and beyond that. And the documentary captures it. It's very poignant because they both had their struggles. Justin was struggling with being a very accomplished musician, but not feeling like he was there, not feeling like he had found his voice, not being able to be in the moment and accept his place. So you have this interplay between him helping Clark, accepting the life changes Clark was going through, and Clark mentoring him. Mm. It's a great film. That's going to be shown at the Walton Arts Center on Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. in Star Theater. Justin will be there, and there'll be a creative conversation following the film.
Wow.
So it's a really, really, even if you're not a jazz fan, it's just a very poignant film, and I think people will enjoy it.
Well, I think part of the idea behind any Appreciation Month, whether it's Women's History Month or African American History Month or Jazz Appreciation Month, is not just to talk to people who are women, African American, or jazz fans, but to broaden the base, right?
Absolutely. And I think as this music, as I said, waxes and wanes, I think that just taking pause to know that it is really as essentially a part of the fabric of this country, as Ken Burns has so aptly pointed out, as the Civil War or baseball or the
trains.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's there, even if you're one of these people that are not interested in it, or even if you're one of the people that goes running, screaming from the room when it comes on. it's part of the fabric of this, of who we are in America.
Well, we've told folks what's happening for the next few days. You'll be back as the month continues. We're not going to stop now.
Yes, because the day after the film, there's going to be a concert with Justin Coughlin that we'll talk about next time.
All right, Robert, thank you very much.
Kyle, thank you.
That's music performed by Justin Coughlin. In fact, it's about and for Clark Terry. It's titled For Clark. And throughout April on Ozarks at Large, Robert Ginsberg and others will be in our studios to talk about Jazz Appreciation Month and some of the amazing performances that are scheduled throughout the end of the month for our area. That's throughout the month of April on this program.